To keep it going, we took a minimum amount of $10,000 a month. Mm-hmm. However, we were getting $10,000 a month, but to finish the building, we require more per month. $10,000 is just the most minimum amount, just to keep it going.
You are collecting?
Yes, but that is going for maintenance. I give $20,000 a month now.
Maintenance, $20,000.
Well, that includes agriculture, the gurukul, everything. It includes everything.
Actual maintenance, about $8,000 or $10,000.
Yeah.
Other things, landscaping and other things.
Landscape. We've built you a very wonderful park. Very nice park. We've also put a walkway around the ghat with stairs.
Now, what did the police have? Our big brother.
That's what I was going to tell you first. So, what happened was that the application we had given to the chief secretary and the Board of Revenue, that had gone from them to Mr. Chaudhary, who in turn had sent from to the commissioner. Commissioner sent to district magistrate. The commissioner sent to the district magistrate. So district magistrate, he gave a favorable reply.
Has given?
Favorable reply. He said that this is a good project, it will help the district. He only said that they should maybe get 300 acres instead of 350, or like that, he reduced something. Then that went back again. Commissioner was a Christian. He's the one I mentioned, he wrote a bad report. Then when Chaudhary got it, he wrote a very good report. He said that there's no question of Hindu or Muslim. He said, just like in Bangkok, they have that one big Vishnu temple. That is a Taj Mahal. This is no longer any type of religious. This is for all mankind. Similarly, Ms. Mayapur will be a monument for the whole mankind.
The whole world?
For the whole world. So, this way he gave a very good statement. Then, that went to the chief secretary again, who had to give it to the chief minister. So the chief minister, he does not have a good opinion. He did not have a good opinion of our society.
Who is the chief minister?
Siddhartha Sankar Rai.
He's a very expert man.
He's a very expert. He's one of the chief politicians in India. He used to be education minister of Indira Gandhi. He's one of her right-hand men.
Very important for Bengal. Huh? Bengal is the most important state, and he has very prominent position to the Prime Minister as advisor.
So at that time, he had written, I couldn't write in the letter, he had written that something which made Mr. Chaudhary very angry. He wrote something which made Mr. Chaudhary very angry. Made him angry. Made also the chief secretary angry.
Who wrote?
The chief minister wrote.
Yeah.
He said, because of the impassion, he said, I would have refused this application except for the impassioned appeal of one of my senior officers, namely Mr. Chaudhary. They're asking for 300 acres of land, but the East India Company, they asked for only 20 acres of land, and they have conquered the whole of India.
Huh?
East India Company, they have asked for only 20 acres of land, but they have conquered the whole of India.
They ruled India for 200 years.
Who said?
The chief minister wrote that the East India Company purchased 20 acres of land and ruled India for 200 years. That was his reply to our application.
Chief Minister said?
Yes. They're afraid that by taking this, we will rule India.
And he has a very frivolous statement.
Yes.
That was a frivolous statement.
That ruling over India, politically, rule.
Oh, we're not politicians.
If we are ruled, we shall rule spiritually. We have nothing to do with politics.
That's the point. That's why even the chief secretary, he became.
They didn't take it seriously. The chief secretary and Mr. Trody did not take that very seriously, that comment.
That, it didn't end there.
It's a frivolous comment.
It's progressed. That's when, 1 month ago, since then it's progressed. Then he said, let there be more inquiries on the nature of the society and its source of funds, etc. In the meantime, many people had come and inquired about our society, CIB, CIB.
Also the industrial. One industrial from the... They wanted to know how we will arrange for so many work, for so many people. I met them there. They wanted to know, how will you get everyone to work? They said many, from many different governmental departments came inquiring how you will do this. And they all went away satisfied. We show them the hand loom, we show them the goshala, we show them the children. Even Harun Kanti Ghosh, he came and we lined up 50 children and they read the Gita Gyan and he almost started crying. He liked it so much. He said, oh, you have done so nicely with the children. So they were impressed with the work.
So, at that time, Mr. Chaudhary, he was put down. But he said, I have not yet lost hope. He said, I have not yet lost hope. He said, but he was put down a bit. At that time, he personally talked to the minister of Nadia, Anandamohan Biswas, who I personally met last year. And he was telling him that for Nadia he should sponsor this. Even if make it a political issue with the chief minister, he should push it through. In the meantime, I wrote an application for Harun Kanti Ghosh, who up to now we hadn't asked, because it already passed all the preliminary. And I went and spoke to him. And I told him that it's already passed all the government stages. Now simply the chief minister has to be convinced. He said, no, no, you have good integrity. There is no doubt about your society. I will immediately tell him. He called up the chief secretary. The chief minister was out there. Later on, he talked to the chief minister. Next time I saw Mr. Chaudhary, before that he told me, that's when he told me, that maybe Prabhupada should see the chief minister. Before that, he told me that maybe you should see the chief minister. No, he said it's not necessary. He liked your reply to me. After that, I saw Mr. Harun Kanti Ghosh. Then I saw Chaudhary again a week later. At that time, he said, now everything has changed. He said, now the chief minister, that problem is solved. He has written that, let Mr. Chaudhary take the decision. Let him take the decision, but I cannot simply take the decision. They'll say I am biased. I must work in the ordinary ways of the government. But there is no trouble now. You waited so long, you wait another 30 or 60 days. You should wait another 60 days, and then you'll get it.
Yeah? When he wrote this?
He spoke to me this 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. And last week, again, I saw him. Just before Janmashtami. And I asked him, and I gave an invitation for Janmashtami. And at that time, he told me that there was after this bad publicity. He told me now, he said, this bad publicity, I think it has given us some benefit.
The Prabhupada will give darshan over here later.
But they had you down on schedule for a lecture. So I said you're not lecturing, but they just wanted to have a look at you later. You can have a crowd or
tomorrow is.
Tomorrow? Okay.
Tomorrow I send it to
you. Go ahead.
Then just a few days ago, when I invited him for Janmashtami, then I asked him what the... And now, he had recently received a phone call from the chief secretary. Have you seen? Now your favorite project is going to be spoiled. So now, when he went over to see the chief secretary, he showed him the article from the Rajya Sabha, how the member of parliament have given this challenge that are these people CIA or this or that. And then Mr. Chaudhry said, "Sir, I am not afraid." He said, "Why not?" "Because I have you. Don't I?" And the chief says, "Yes. But you have won me over. I believe in this project." And then he said that now the chief minister has agreed to have the project be sanctioned. But he said that I don't want to take the full brunt of the decision. So let the Nadia District Planning Committee take the decision. District Planning Committee. So the head of the Nadia District Planning Committee is that minister, Ananda Mohan Biswas. So I went to him and I gave him an invitation for the Brahmashtami. When I saw him, then you gave me that letter. So I showed him that letter where you have said that every day we're selling $60,000 of books. And I thank you for helping me. I said, "Sir, we're simply doing Prabhupada's order. This is not our work. It is not a foreign work. It is his work we're simply doing. He is selling so many books that he wants to invest some of the money to develop Mahaprabhu's birth site. That is all. He has got the money. Why should not invest it?" He said, "I am going to have a meeting of the committee next week and I'm going to push your project through. We're going to pass it." And that is the last word I heard. So it looks that everything is very good right now. But we have to keep our society very pure, because they're investigating us very strong. All the time they're having people watching us.
There's now in Mayapur, the talk is, there's some special advisors to the Prime Minister are in Mayapur now, investigating. To make sure.
Some of the local people that were working with me getting petitions, they came and told me that some people from Delhi or outside were inquiring about us. About Bhavananda Goswami, about Jai Pataka, about this project, about how the devotees are dealing with the public, whether they are doing any anti-Indian war, all sorts of questions they're asking. So it's very important that we keep very up and up right now, all the time. But otherwise, the government, they're happy with our work. And so far, Mr. Chaudhry said, and other people have indicated, that they have found no bad report about our society, although they are looking so hard.
Yes,
therefore, they're passing.
The state government is very favorable. But the doubt, of course, is coming from the central government because they don't know us. But the state government, they're very favorable. Everyone we've met within the state, they like us very much. They like the society, they like your work. And of course, they like your books.
The local police intelligence officer in Krishnagar, when I went to see him, he told me, "Dami tumake Bharati Nagarik kuri dichi. Ami kuri dichi." Like that, he told me, "Definitely I make you an Indian citizen." So they're favorable. I don't know how much they can do. Locally, they're favorable.
Now on the weekend, we have tours of the building. Many groups of people come. 50 in a group sometimes to come and visit.
Tourists.
Yes, tourists. And we take them on tour of the building. That's Subhag. He takes them on tour and he gives some preaching. So many people are coming.
Subhag is in charge of that.
Yeah, he does.
Others are there also.
Yes.
One new boy is very good. He's
short.
He's short does. He's also translating. He's a little more strong than Subhag. Although new. Very good boy, very humble. He He's from a good family also.
What is the flood situation?
Flood situation.
Very mild monsoon this year. Almost drought. Almost. Very mild. Very little rain.
Rain is not very strong.
No. The monsoon is not strong.
Our house crop has been hampered because of lack of rain and early monsoon. Only in the past week there's been a little rain. Otherwise, before, there has been very little rain. Not fully drought.
But less rain than previous
years. Everything
is
very green and nice. But so far as agriculture is concerned,
it requires more rain.
It requires more rain in the early time. But right now the river is full, but it's not flooded. It's full. See, Mr. Chaudhry, he was interested. When at that time when the chief minister wrote that, then he wrote this, that if he were to see the chief minister, then this type of letter could be submitted and he would definitely see you. Although it's not necessary to see you. Secretary matter, Mr. Chaudhry did everything. The chief minister doubt, I think Tarun helped clear that up. That's the only thing that he couldn't change the mind of as the chief minister. Otherwise, he did everything else, almost, we can say.
He came on the last Ekadasi. Just last Ekadasi, what, 10 days ago? 7 days ago, he came for the Ekadasi to Mayapur, just to see. Tarun Kanti goes. He took prasad, he took the Ekadasi, and he liked it very much.
I just saw him also just before Janmashtami, and he was still very favorable then. He talked for about an hour and a half. He introduced me to all the MLAs of the 24 Parganas. When I go preaching, then I go, and the government, the MLA, and Congress people, they also help me. They arrange sometimes places for me to stay and big program. And they protect that no people cause us any disturbance. Although we don't.
What about our God brothers?
The God brothers. Actually,
they are also opposing.
Subhag made a very bad mistake. We invited him. Bhavananda sent him over to invite Sridhar Swami for Janmashtami as a show of respect. But when he went there, then Sridhar Swami, he's not so clever a boy. So Sridhar Swami asked him that, oh, what about your land acquisition? What does he know about land acquisition? We never discussed anything with him. He can only go by hearsay or any. So the Subhag said, oh, it's in the hands of the chief minister, for which I reprimand him. You should have denied any knowledge of the matter at all. Why you have any information? But they are very interested in these things. And making it, they're still trying to stop it, but I don't think they have the power. They are the ones who have raised up that first petition, that Surrender Das, I think, and others. They are behind that. They themselves were in the market trying to get petition against, but no one would sign for them. We made a little political because in Mayapur now, we have got 70% of the people are
in our favor
strongly. And only a minority are actively opposed. Maybe 1% even. And 30% are in doubt. So much so that even I saw recently the MLA who was previously against us. And when I saw him, I invited him for Janmashtami. And he said, what about our program for bridge? I said, oh yes, I discussed this with the Prabhupada. He suggested having a floating bridge to Navadvip. That'll be very short. Very easily done with least expense. And he said, anyway, next time you come to Navadvip, you can discuss with me. I'm ready to help you in all ways. So he's turned his mind around.
Who?
The MLA. Oh. The local member of Legislative Assembly. He was previously a little against us. But because our whole Anshul is for us, if he doesn't cooperate, he won't get their votes. They want the development in their area. Also, he's changing a little. Everyone is seeing that our society is actually simply doing sincere work. But this food distribution is very important. Like now the price of rice has gone up by about 80 paisa, from 2 rupees to 280. So the poor class of people, they're in a very bad situation. So now our attendance has gone up from 1,200 to 2,000 on that Saturday and Sunday each day. So we have two shifts. So many people are coming that they come from 10 o'clock in the morning and wait, because otherwise they can't get a boat in time to cross the river. So then we were very surprised to read in a recent newsletter from LA that they're going to restart the food relief, but we never knew it stopped. We never knew that they had stopped the food relief. We saw that he said we're going to restart. But we never stopped. And we were very surprised to see that. And now
Who said?
Rameshwar.
To maintain this food relief from the centers only requires what? $1,500 a month?
Something like that, yeah.
About $1,500 is so little amount and so much service is done.
Yeah.
So I know Kamal, he was giving 1,000, but he has stopped now. He was giving 1,000 a month, and now he has stopped.
Rameshwar, you wrote him a letter that Jayapataka Swami should be sent money for discount food relief. And he told me that I'm sending you, I have $4,000. and which he sent. And of that, we have we'd already been 36,000 rupees in debt because we hadn't received money for 6 months. Then, but he wrote in the newsletter to the temples that Prabhupada has wrote me to send money to Jayapataka Swami, and now we're going to start again ISKCON food relief. But that was like that was making it appear that we had stopped, but actually we had never stopped.
Rameshwar
had stopped collecting from the temples, but we had never stopped.
Anyway, you collect.
So anyway, your program, everyone is appreciating. When the newspaper man came out, at that time the block development officer, he came there, and when the newspaper men were there, he sat down with all the poor people, and he took all sorts. This is very good. This is our national service. And they photographed the block development. Yes, you mentioned.
Still though, because of these articles, it has been a little bit hard to secure money from people now, because the people who are giving us money, they are under investigation also, the rich people. So when they see we are under investigation, oh, then they get afraid. They don't want to give.
Why?
Because we're under investigation and they're also being investigated. So they don't want to endanger. The government is every day raiding the houses of the rich people.
What is the investigation?
They're being investigated for income tax.
For income tax.
They're being investigated because they're not...
The government is making it so that no one can give any donation. They don't want any more donation. They want everything to come to the government. So it's not easy to get money locally. We are getting enough to do maintenance, but it is not like it was, say, 2 or 3 years ago, when you could get 25,000, 15,000, especially in Calcutta, where the income tax, every day, they are raiding the houses.
Even if people give a life patron member 2,222, if they're not so big, they want to give an installment. Even though they'll give it one time, with postdated, with they want different receipt, because if they give one lump sum, then it makes it seem that they're very rich. They want it to, although they'll give you it one time, they want small receipt, so that the income tax won't think they're giving all. They're giving so much donation, they must be very rich. They must have hidden wealth, which we can capture from them by investigation. So in this way, they're very much pressurized. Sometimes they prefer to get money without receipt.
On the whole, our program is going on.
Oh yeah. No, it's going on more. The book distribution is going on more. More people are joining. There's no hindrance.
That I know.
These are simply minor obstacles.
Srila Prabhupada, Kalika was just wondering if you wanted anything tonight.
If we can, she can make little vegetable, potato, tomato,
curries. Curries.
Yes. One parotha. One parotha.
Oh. Just potatoes and tomato?
Yes, tomato, potato, and vegetable.
Prophet's house.
Huh?
Your house. It is. You have not decided where you want to put your house.
I wanted that if the major project is done, then we can select. What do you think?
Let the big land be acquired and pick the best place.
Huh?
Let the whole land be acquired and then pick the best place. We wanted to wait for the whole land to be acquired and then to pick the best place.
Yeah. Not I want, but you all see what is the best place.
Yes. For for the most privacy. Mm.
For the time being, that place is very nice. That pond. What is it?
Well, it's become congested there now. We have, what, 125 people now?
138.
138 people are living there. Mm. Women, children, there's 50 children now. So that place is now, the front has become somewhat congested.
Congested.
With noise and children.
What about the painting?
Painting is going on. Huh. Oh, yes.
They've done about 16 or 17.
Our men.
Yes, yes.
Two men, Anakadatri and Bush, what's his name?
Pandu.
Pandu. So yes, they know?
No. Do that
too. I went to Haridaspur as soon as I received the letter. Because Prabhu Sarup was there making arrangement for the Janmashtami festival. So I spoke to all those people for 2 days. Thursday and Friday, and the land is in the name of the Jamindar, Mr. Ghosh family. There's 14 members who have to sign. So in Haridaspur, 9 members are living, and they're all agreed for signing. And they say the other 5 members live in Calcutta. Once they sign the deed, they'll also sign. There's no doubt, because that's not even in their possession, that's in the public's possession. And all the public, Anshul Pradhan and all the other leaders of that village, they're also all eager to have us start. I think that we can also raise some money in the neighborhood. There are some relatively rich people. So that I was trying to register that before I came here. But because Monday is that Jamindar has a one hot, and that's his hot day is Monday. So he was busy, and Tuesday was Janmashtami by government of West Bengal. And Wednesday was our Janmashtami and Haridaspur Janmashtami. And I just came here today, Thursday, so he couldn't do it beforehand. But as soon as I go back, I can register that. And but someone should immediately come, Murti or Surab or someone, and I see that land.
You have to see, make plan.
Because actually, just by giving the site plan, you can't make a plan, because that's a high area. Then it goes down to the river. So the land, from our land to the river, that is also under our use. Mm. That is Kash Jami, that is no man's land, but that we can also use. And that has to be some strengthening, and so that when the river and rain cannot wear away the site. So these details they should come and see, and then they can make a proper plan, I think. Without seeing, they can't make. Because it's a very small area, it should be very well planned. And the local people there, they're very innocent people. I mean, they don't seem to have any type of enmity or envy at all. They all come and chant and see. Although they don't strictly follow the rules, naturally, they eat fish and other things and smoke. But they seem to be simple people. If someone would work with them, I think he could make the whole village gradually Krishna conscious.
Yeah.
But who that person is right now to work, that we have to train up some of our men. Because right now...
He can do, Swarup.
He can do.
He can take training, and he can do.
Yeah.
And then gradually others will join.
I think all the children, they could become brahmacharis. Mm-hmm. The parents would be agreeable. They could become brahmacharis and attend morning some class, then go to school. In this way, if the whole village could be made Krishna conscious, at least by chanting, attending chanting and...
Chanting is the main thing.
Then...
Chanting and distributing prasad.
If we give prasad, then... And I think that they all contribute some grain. They're very poor agricultural people. But there's no theft there. I ask, this one man wants to have 3 acres, 3 bigas of land he's giving. So they just grow their rice there. And
you can ask that instead of making powder, like khichdi in the morning.
Instead of that sabji and everything.
No, sabji can make.
Oh.
Khichdi instead of
morning.
Rota. Yes, she made in the morning.
Khichdi. Easy.
You want some khichdi and the potato?
Put in the khichdi and tomato.
Right.
Like in the morning.
Yeah. Do you want anything like puri or anything to eat with it?
No.
Just khichdi with the vegetable.
Mm. That is easily digested.
Yes. Digestion is not. Digestion is not good now.
This will help digestion. This medicine.
Yeah.
There's ginger, I think.
No,
there.
This is ajwa. My only concern is about the immediate. The they are gagging you. Now you finish, go out. So, they are making so big me agreement. If my foreign disciples are forced to go away, then what is that? That is it.
Well, as far as myself, of course, I was supposed to leave yesterday. But there's a very easy process. You can come in and out and stay 6 months.
That make plan. That way.
Yes.
Otherwise, we are making so busy this plan. We'll manage.
For that matter, we can get even the American citizen, they can get outside by various means.
Yes.
They can get Canadian or English passport.
But even then, we can go to Lahore. Get a visa 3 months, come in, but you can stay 6 months, then go out again, get another visa, come in and out. There's no problem. We've already done that with some of the other people.
I know such things. Otherwise,
also,
Alexander the Great, having so many things that financially go there.
Also, if you would write a letter, I think if you wrote a letter to Brahmananda Reddy and that Mr. Mehta, the deputy or assistant, or whatever, minister, that regarding these questions coming in the Rajya Sabha about the this Mayapur and Vrindavan, actually these two centers are my, I am founder acharya of these centers, and the people working there are not independent of me. I have asked them to come for assisting me. Then if a letter like that is written to them, then send me one copy. That will help the immigration also, I think.
Also, another investigation. We're always asked, where is your headquarters?
And that our headquarters is in India.
It must be always stated our headquarters are India. If we say foreign, that means we are controlled by foreign.
No.
We must publish everywhere that
we have mentioned headquarters. Bombay?
Yeah, registered office.
Yeah.
They think that Los Angeles is our headquarters.
That is for America.
We explain like that.
A real headquarters here.
I think if one letter is given that we are purely Indian, that I am the acharya and they are simply being helping me, they are not connected.
That is the fact.
The actual fact is that would help. Such a letter was given. Then on the basis of that, we can also go and preach or talk. Or we can show that to the local people that this is... Because they keep thinking that we are coming on our own. Because you are outside traveling. They see us only. And they think, oh, we are Indian.
Every letter reading is my name. Achar,
that is a stupidity. But it's some that one direct letter, a short letter, then if we have a copy, I'll show that to the CID there, that this Prabhupada is written to the Minister of Home. This is the answer to your question.
Take that copy.
I'll make one draft.
No, I've written already letter.
You've written already letter.
To the Home Minister.
I didn't get it.
The Home Minister has given one letter.
I have that letter.
I have that letter.
Ah.
Yeah. Also, all over Bengal, people are appreciating. When we go preaching in the small towns, this year. He doesn't eat anything before sunrise.
The weather there is very nice because the monsoon is mild. It is very nice, cool weather.
I have gotten bad impression when not doing this.
Yes, right.
Is it not?
This year, for the first 2 months, it was different.
Insect season.
Huh?
Insect season.
There's no insects.
After
rainy season.
Yeah. Insect is not so bad.
What part of India is good during rainy season?
Huh?
Is there any part of India that's good during rainy season?
Vrindavan's not too bad.
I think Vrindavan.
It's pretty good. I was there last year.
I only know Bengal.
They are not giving citizenship.
Myself. What happened was I applied last September. So now it's nearly 1 year. So they had sent my application from Mayapur to Calcutta, Writers Building, again back, again Writers Building, then to Delhi. Then Delhi sent again back. I went and I asked the secretary, and then I found out that they had sent again back from Delhi, again back to Mayapur, and then reinvestigated me. At that time, they brought in some local people, and one investigator, he said, that this Jayapataka Swami, we have heard he's a very bad, very bad person. He beats the people. They said, no, we never heard such thing. No, we have heard that very bad. In this way, by negative, they're testing. They came and told me that for 2 hours, police is drilling three different people from Navadip and from Mayapur. In this way, no one said a bad.
Yes. Him and Bhavananda.
Now Bhavananda is more famous.
He's notorious.
But now he's in the papers.
You are famous.
He's notorious.
very illegal to deal in this nonsense. They are devoted, they are neither notorious nor notorious.
So,
our dad, our brothers, they do not like our mother.
No, they don't like me anymore either.
That's it.
Because.
What is your fault?
Well, they always thought, because I'm not so outspoken, that Jai Pataka, we can get him to do as we like. But ultimately, I don't do anything for them either. So now they don't like me either. Bhavananda openly was against, and I was passive, I didn't say anything. But when they came to me, I also... Actually, I'm afraid, Madhav Maharaj, he invited me to attend his program some festival day at his mutt.
10 days?
Huh?
10 days?
No, it was a 3-day program. He invited us for 1 day. But I was afraid to go. He might even poison me. Because they personally went to the...
And in that business?
I might go... If not materially by poison, then spiritually by ear. One way or other, they have to give poison. So I didn't even want to go. I didn't go either.
Sridhar Maharaj also within the group?
Of course, all those details we don't know. By the way, Tirtha Maharaj is very sick. Tirtha Maharaj is very sick.
Oxygen.
He can't breathe. He's on a bed with oxygen. Life and death any moment. Injection, oxygen, barely staying alive. One day better, one day worse. Now they say better, then again they say worse. In this way his life is going on. But they say that his brother, Sambidananda, the barrister, and they've done a great to improve that. Now everyone is improved. Everyone is improved because of their example. That is what we simply need, that people, I saw the program so nicely, that people would simply come and work sincerely. They'll make spiritual advancement. They'll chant Hare Krishna. Very quickly they'll become Krishna conscious. So now we're seeing that we're demanding that sincere people come.
Yeah. It may not be the association of lazy three-hearted.
No. Bhavananda is strict.
No, he's very strict. Without working, no one can eat.
Not only what, attending.
Yes, yes. So no, all of the children.
They attend all 10 Mangal Arti, evening Arti. They should also attend morning class.
Work is worship. These children attention.
Mangal Arti, morning class.
But some of these men are workers, they're not...
Our cloth necessities are supplied by ourselves.
The difficulty is right now we have 20,000 rupees worth of cloth in stock. That is all profit. We only 3,000 rupees in debt. But we have all the cloth, we have no customers.
There's no custom. We have a huge stock.
We send immediately to America.
We sent a newsletter to get people to buy the cloth because we have a huge stock of it.
No, you ask that. Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
He's very clear.
So we are worried that now we're getting good men to join. They're doing good work.
I think if you have prepared according to the order of our foreign center, anyone can do it.
up to 80 count. 80 count we can make now.
They are partaking. Cross, heart, and everything.
They're saying, sometimes they say that the cloth you make is not what we like. But I tell them, we can make any cloth. You give us sample. You tell us, we'll make to your specification. They don't.
Kamal Krishna, Jai Krishna, Bhagavan,
the GBCs can write a letter. So I'll sign it. You and Gopal Krishna.
No, because it's made according to European lace.
We
is according to European lace.
Up to now, we've been making according to the devotee's specification. To make for Indian, we have to make a different type. We can also make Indian sari and other things. That'll be cheaper one. But previously we're making because we thought that all the foreign branches
whatever,
they'll
now
take.
You can make Indian style. To keep dead stuff.
But we are hearing that they're buying the cloth elsewhere.
Alright.
Yeah, they're buying sometimes some other. Let's go. It's getting late. Come back tomorrow.
Other thing we can discuss tomorrow.
More popular than Birla. Yes. And here there is more devotion.
Yeah, that's all settled.
Then what happened?
Well, there were some other lighter matters. That when I was traveling in my preachings, then last time in Mayapur, when the Haridas Pur, when they offered, you mentioned to me that you like to that we develop all these holy spots. So just as a matter of convenience, whenever I was near any holy spot that you mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, I would go and just visit the place. So in my tour, one place I went to was very nice, and that Sevite, he spontaneously, when I showed him all your work, he had offered me that he would like to give the temple to you. That temple is much, much more developed than Haridaspur. That's the temple of Mahesh Pandit.
Oh.
And that is a 17th branch of Lord Nityananda. It's got the personal deities of Nitai Gaur that he used to worship. It's got a building worth about 50,000 rupees on it. A nice brand new Nath Mandir. This man is Sri Keshav Priya Brahmachari. He's a disciple of that Krishna Prem.
Oh.
That Mr. Nixon or something.
Oh.
He was. He talked personally with Bhakti Siddhanta, I heard, in Sanskrit many years ago. He's a disciple. And
he's Indian?
Well, there was some. It's an unusual story that man was a pilot in a world war, And he was flying over Himalayas or something, and he saw Krishna in his mind's eye or something. And then when he was shot down, he saw Krishna. And then when he landed, he searched out who he saw. And he came to Vrindavan or something and saw the deity of Krishna. And he became initiated at Radharaman temple.
Radha.
And he had... That's the guru's story. Now he only made a few disciples. And he always was chanting. Panditji, I don't know so much about his guru, but I've heard a little bit that this foreigner became a guru or became a Vaishnav.
Nixon?
His previous name is Nixon. His initiate name was Krishna Prem.
Oh. Yes.
Krishna Prem.
He was in Almora.
Almora, yes. I don't know exactly where Almora is.
Almora is a hilly station, Himalaya. Almora and goes from Lucknow.
So this Brahmachari is a disciple of him. Mm-hmm. Of course, he doesn't have any connection, so to speak. He's no Sampradaya anymore. Because his guru has disappeared and somehow he's got the seva. These are the deities there of Nithai Gaur. There's about 12 Shaligram Shilas also. And a little Radha Gopinath. This is all mentioned in your purport. It's only about 400 or 500 yards. I could read from it. I could read from
it. No, that's fine.
It's 400 or 500 yards from the Palpara railway station.
Oh.
It's the next station from Chaktaha, under Chaktaha police station.
Chakda.
That's where you take your... That a mango orchard where you take your lunch, that's just the nearest place to Chakda. So when he was very pleased with all the work that you were doing, he's in Vrindavan now for Janmashtami. He hadn't been to Vrindavan for about 5 years, so he went to Vrindavan for darshan. He may be there even when you go. I'm not for sure. If he's to be there,
do you have advice to see our temple?
Yes, he'll definitely visit. I also gave him an introduction that if he goes, he should be received there. He's got where the present place where the deities are situated is on 44 katas of land, and apart from that, where the Mahesh Pandit's samadhi is, he's got 3 bigas of land. And that's right next to a 400-year-old temple.
The Chakda is to be... It is from Srirampur? No.
No, it's on this side of the Ganges. It's on the eastern side of the Ganges.
Oh, eastern.
There's another temple of Jagadish Pandit.
Yes.
That is run by Madhav Maharaj. Oh. That's an actual Chakda. And this is another two miles from Chakda. That Jagadish Pandit Mandir has got big Jagannath deity and one stick which Jagadish Pandit carried the Jagannath deity from Jagannath Puri with. But I saw both temples. They told me there that you should see this temple, very lovable deities. And I went and actually the deities were very beautiful and very well kept. Just like in Madhav Maharaj Mandir, underneath the Singhasan, they didn't wash, only in front. But this man, everything was neat and clean. It looked like a thriving, so more or less, immediate thriving
place. The difficulty is that if we take charge, we may give it for fostering to one disciple, but the immigration department will gag it. That is the difficulty. And we don't have many Indian disciples. Otherwise, we can take all these important places.
Also, last time when I was in Calcutta and I saw Tarun Kandi Ghosh, Then he mentioned to me again that the people from Panihati, this time that they had reached a decision that they wanted to give us the seva of the Raghava Pandit's house.
So he's there. That's a sticky.
That's a very important. But that's in dilapidated state.
It's in the bed.
In the letter of the home minister where he said that every disciple can stay for 2 years, possibly if he allowed that in every center, if a minimum of a few people could stay for citizenship, then that might ordinary by rotation, and three or two or three or four permanent by citizen. If he allowed to stay, then that would solve the problem.
Yes, that makes
not too many.
Not too many. Say at least five.
They'll all manage. Others on rotation.
Then they'll manage. And if they allow 2 years, that's all right. One devotee comes, another goes. That will be there.
Well, because some that are acclimatized is difficult for training up. Some. Few people should stay, are better to stay there. They are trained up on that basis. I think with Mr. Patnaik and others that because he also wants that his that a recent development that they can understand that it is important to have one or two people that are known people stay there. If every 2 years it changes, that is disadvantage.
Yeah, I think he's doing that nice.
He's doing nicely, Bhuvanasar.
He has already few cottages.
Of course, I didn't see myself. I heard he's got a few cottages. Three, four cottages.
Gargamuni has seen?
Yeah, I think Gargamuni has seen. Gargamuni is giving him some help. He printed one a recent book. And he gives him sometimes some books and help. He's fixed up that Gargamuni.
He fixed that. That's nice. Let him translate in Odisha, if possible in Hindi. He knows Hindi. And
this
give him two devotees, then he'll be encouraged.
I think he has got two or three devotees now. This man himself is a pretty capable worker. He's similar like Prabhu Sarup, only a little older, a little more mature. He's about 45 or so. As I say, he's been able to collect about, what I can see, about 50,000 rupees for one Nath Mandir. So he's already, and he has a couple thousand people. I heard from the Gaudiya Math, they say they have big utsavs there. Every year 2,000-3,000 people come.
Yes.
So he's a capable
manager
in his own right. Anyway, he wanted to meet you.
So let us cooperate with him. We take it. And he is there. In the meantime, our men may be trained up.
He's invited us to come. He has some festival coming. Then we can just go and then keep a good relationship.
Oh, yes.
The main one is in December.
Our difficulty is this immigration. If we can manage this, then all such places we can take. There is no question. The only thing is that government is gagging. One has to go and it means 10,000 rupees. Unnecessarily. If that 10,000 rupees was invested in developing the center, much improvement could be done. But they are gagging. They are dreaming CIA.
When I go back, I'll see this Raghava Pandit because there, the MLA, he himself wants it. Because that's a very important place. And it's going
so
bad.
Then MLA can help us to get and some citizenship.
With MLA and with Karan Kantigos, we can use them for pushing because they're personally interested.
Yeah.
they'll be able to help.
You can bring so many men and keep everyone in charge of such places, and it will give them money, there is no scarcity.
Yes.
But the difficulty is, as soon as they establish the immigration, you go out. You say the MLA and the Torun country, this is our difficulty, otherwise there is no difficulty. We can take all the child and develop them very nicely. So, if one man is kept in charge and after a few months his advice go away, then all his training goes to hell and we have to spend another 10,000 rupees. This is difficult. What? We are not a single case there is that we have taken any part in politics. So, give us some facility, we take charge of everything. To tell them that actually there is fact, that there is no scarcity of money, you can bring money from America and develop. There is no difficulty at all. The difficulty is the immigration. You can say that Prabhupada has put this philosophy on the Pongun Nai. Blind, and you can come this.
Yes.
Blind, and I think you have, I don't know, blind and lame. Man. One man is blind, another man is lame. Both of them are useless. But when they combine, the blind man takes the lame man on his shoulder, and the lame man gives direction to the blind man, go this way, go this way. So he walks. So both of them are beneficial. So America has got money, but blind. And India has got culture, but lame. So let us come out. Then things will be done very nice. Anna Pongunya. Just like I am the same man. I was finding difficulty to start this mission in India. Very, very difficult. With great hardship I published 3 books. But as soon as I went to America, the Anga Pungun man became successful. So this is the philosophy. So instead of becoming envious, some political, we have nothing to do with. To the Americans, unnecessarily thinking that CIA, CIA. Let American money and India's culture combine together. And the whole world will win. America's got enough money they can spend. They either they give me as the price of my book or anything. Money is there, like anything. And India's got culture. So Indian culture, Vedic culture, Bhagavad Gita culture, pushed through American money. The whole world will be convinced. It's not a question of India, America, Asia. It's a cultural movement for the benefit of the whole world. Prithivi Achirajana. It's a culture. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu movement is aiming Prithivi Achirajana. So, Tarun Babu, you are such a devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants it. Why don't you help us? Your family is devotee of Lord Chaitanya. And this is spreading Chaitanya's mission. You should give up everything and join this movement. If you are actually devotee of Chaitanya. And Prabhupada says he knows that your heart, he wants the Chaitanya's movement is spread all over the world. So far he has carried it. So, let us join together. Why we should unnecessarily be biased, America and India? Let us join together and spread Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement all over the world. We have everyone in India. It's such a nice. India will be glorified, America will be glorified. If within 10 years we have got so much success, if we walk continually, the whole world will be. So those who are offering, take those places. Let us begin. If anyone wants some property, he should take it. He says there is already buildings for 50,000, so that's a property. So in their offering, take it and develop. These are historical places. That school is also historical, isn't it?
Yes.
Bena Fort is nearby. 2 miles?
2 or 3 miles.
The same vicinity. 2 miles, 3 miles.
That's been Haridas for since time of Lord Chaitanya. For many, many years. By 400. Right from the time of Lord Chaitanya, they're calling that. They say there's no doubt that Haridas Thakur came that way.
And that must be. He did 2-3 miles. If he was a person belonging to Benapur, the 2-3 miles surrounding, he must have. And if you can establish good relationship with Pakistan, Bangladesh, then our whole question is solved. Go there. 6 months preaching and come here. All these motor car problems.
I don't want to sell them, you know, because
it took great hardship
to bring them.
Oh, yes.
Why we should sell them? They are so useful. They have done so much work already.
Nowadays, motor vehicle is an important item for anyone. We have spread consciousness completely on account of the modern transport facility. So you must take it as favorable. Anukulena Krishna Anusulanam. Anukul. Favorable. It is not to have kind of art is material. That is not the Bhagavad-gita. Prapanchikataya-buddhya-parisambandhu. This car can be used for building Krishna consciousness. Why it should be condemned? That is not intelligent. Rupa Goswami condemns it. Prapunchikataya buddhya puri sambandhi vastu. Things which is in the service of the Lord. If we think it is material, that is not vairagya. That is not renouncement. That is foolishness.
When I was traveling in Burdwan, there we saw the big palace of Maharaj of Burdwan.
Yeah.
Gigantic. He had given that to the university. Then we did a kirtan at his, he has one temple of Radha Kanta. There's a present Acharya, is about a 22-year-old boy. He's in a Sampradaya of Nimbarka Swami. So he doesn't know anything about very much about spiritual life, although he's following the tradition. That's such a vast. That building is vast. I can't explain to you how big that is. It makes at least five times bigger than our in all way.
Huh?
Than our building, five times bigger. In length, and there's a huge compound. He has got much land in the name of the deity. So he's becoming a member because he wants to read your books to understand about Lord Chaitanya and spiritual.
Now, for making member, you should be very clear so that no visitor can take care. Books, we shall give five books.
Yeah, that on my form, I've already printed.
When you finish,
we give five books.
You return this, we take another. When you finish that, in this one.
What we've been doing with members in Calcutta, the members who want more of the books, they sign the standing order. And they pay us for the books every month.
Another.
One book a month and they pay.
And
they sign the standing order.
That's nice.
So we have taken many personal standing orders.
Yeah.
We have one boy, Santosh, he goes door to door meeting Bengali men. And they are signing standing orders and taking Chaitanya Chaitamrita. He has already done four standing orders in about 10
Bengalis,
days.
Bengalis, Bengalis?
Yes, only to Bengalis because it's in their language they can read.
Anyone?
Yeah, but Bengalis, they can appreciate more Chaitanya.
I tell the members that you won't get any Bhagavatams because there's too many.
If
he reads, give him. And it is very easy. Suppose I give him five books, he become member. So you read it, take another five books. These five books I can give to another. In this way, we can manage. There is no misunderstanding. We give you books for reading, not for selling. Not that I have given money now, so many books, let me sell it and get return as much money as possible. When your tendency is like that.
Because they're paying 2,222 rupees. If they only give them five books on exchange, I don't think they'll be satisfied. Now we're giving them the books.
No, no.
If you told them you can't have any books?
What is the cause of dissatisfaction? You take the books for reading. You finish this, and again we give five books. We take back this and give you an exchange. So actually we give them five books for good. That we have prepared. Five books, say 50 rupees each, 250.
But they're giving 2,000.
That's all right.
No, that's for membership.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that isn't just for books. Sometimes they stay in our mandirs, we pay for their prasadam.
And 3 days, please, body and body.
Yes.
In this way, things should be clear so that in future they may not complain. As they are doing, somebody is coming. Oh, younger, 1,100 rupees to leave here forever. Some ladies came like that.
Yeah, I know. I met that lady.
Yeah. They take it at money. We said, they got books and said, leave forever. There is no charge. Okay. That misunderstanding.
So now we say they can live forever, but as we live.
Yeah, that's all.
Then they can.
That's it.
Not that they will get special privilege of as hotel. No, they must live like
they want free hotel.
Yes. Yeah.
And they want free.
Sometimes old man who's got some money.
Oh, old man is different.
He wants to live and he's too weak to do anything.
But that's
he
why
wants to chant,
let him purchase one room. Let him live for life he can live and we give them prasad. Free.
Purchase one room.
Yes.
8,000, 10,000.
No, 50,000. In Vrindavan, they are selling 60,000.
No, but those rooms have attached bath. So in our room, there's no attached bath.
No, I'm in the bed. It'd be nice. So, but anyway, whatever money is fixed up, let him pay, live in his room comfortably, and we give him free prasad. But he must attend the other three and do somebody. There is no.
No teeing on it.
Right?
All the rules he should follow.
Yeah.
Attend the program.
Maybe the old man cannot follow. Still, he shouldn't give him.
What about tea?
Tea can he call?
No.
That is not.
Because the old men, they are addicted to the tea.
Yeah, well, many old men, they can give that.
We will promise them cow's milk.
That's nice.
Pure cow's milk.
And you should have this tea, you take milk. Little milk, that is many things here. So, membership should be clearly defined so that they may not be misunderstood.
We're not having trouble now.
That's okay.
Because we printed a new form. And generally when members come, they always donate more, so we give them one book.
Yeah.
They always donate. I visited 100 members, and all of those old members, they gave another 1,000.
Yes, they'll give.
They'll give if you treat them nicely. And all I gave them one book, and they're satisfied.
Any person who has money, if you see so many places they are offering them. Land.
There's another man who wants to give a big property. When you come to Calcutta, he wants to see you. He's
in
a
Calcutta?
Big. No, it's in Rajasthan.
Oh.
It's a palace, which he's not using. And he met you in Bombay. He also visited our centers in Paris and New York. He's a Marwari man, very rich, very nice. He's also donated good sums to the society. So now he wants to meet you, and he wants someone to go there. So I told him we will go and look at it. It's in Rajasthan.
Rajasthan, where?
It's near Bikaner.
Oh.
It's with agricultural land and a big house. They said they spend about 15 lakhs on it. It's a marble house. The family is not using it. They have no use. We're getting a lot of offers.
Yeah.
But because of Mayapur, I have not taken them very seriously because we already have huge affair in Mayapur. But if you like, we can see.
Gacha non gacha kapo. If some property is offered, we should take it. And washcloth, jacha dhan kapa. Somebody offers you very nicely washcloth. You should eat it. And some property, you must eat it. Yeah. You can utilize this property by inhabiting the persons in there inclined to develop Krishna consciousness. They are rotting outside Krishna consciousness. They become weak, we are in problem. So where does he reside, this gentleman?
In Calcutta. His businesses are there. He's a wealthy man, very nice man. And
where does he live?
He lives in Bada Bazar. His name is Mr. Buwaka.
Marwari's business.
Yes.
This is combination of rich men, poor men, for Krishna. They say, I am the conjured man. Both of them are useless, separately. And when they combine in Krishna consciousness, they are all useful. It's a very good example. And there is another example that a piece of ware is falling, is rotting. And a piece of bamboo rotting. And a piece of quaskin is rotting. But one gentleman collected. He nicely trimmed his piece of dry bark, the outer portion, and took the bamboo and nicely cut it and joined the string. Then this became a sitar. Ding, ding, ding. So it is the intelligent person who joins all these things and makes it very useful. These are the examples. The bamboo alone is useless. And a small piece of ware is useless. And a thrown out squash skin is useless. But if you can join them together, the clean thing. Similarly, on the conjunction, here is a lame man, here is a blind man. All right, combine them and use them. That is what sakarmanātama bhaccha saṅgśiddhi. This ware does not change. It is ware, it remains ware. But when it is combined, it is used. Our propaganda is, they are separately planning useless. Let them combine together in Krishna consciousness. All these plans will be successful.
We are all useless in the West, but you have come and then engaged us.
It is Krishna. Nobody is useless. I was also useless. I could not do anything alone. This example, again this example, too useless make useful. Intelligence alone cannot work. Money is required. One man was challenged, he have no intelligence. So he said, yes. You are searching this. So why you are searching here? Then here is intelligence. If here is money, then my intelligence can work. Otherwise, you have intelligence. So you are searching here, whether I have got intelligence. Simple intelligence in industry also. Land, labor, capital, organic. Four things. Simple capital will not do. Simple organization will not do. A man may have very good plan for organization, but if he has no money, so four things. Land, labor, capital, organic. That minister, the government minister, is inclined to spend the Guru's income of Tirupati. This is constant. But he is bound up by other colleagues. They are applying the money He's willing to call all the ministers if I can convince him. I said, try that the Bhagavad Gita, and he said, Jagyartha Karma. Everyone is Kurmi. So, the Kurmi is the village cultivators, or big men, industrial. They're going to Tirupati, whatever they can, spare their office. That is Jagyartha. If this money is taken and again it is brought into Kurmi, then it is misleading. Kurmis are giving that, just like people are giving us money. They're Kurmis. But because they're giving us, and we are engaging the money in Krishna consciousness, so the money is fully utilized. But if this money again taken and again to the Kurmis,
without any spiritual work,
then that part, his purpose is sad, but one who is misleading, he becomes happy.
The man who gives, his purpose is served.
His purpose is sad.
The man who takes the money is...
He is to be punished. He is misleading. Suppose in our Krishna consciousness moment somebody gives us money. He is giving good faith that it is very good organization. But if I misspend that money, then I am responsible. Then I will punish him. His business is finished. Krishna noticed that he has given his hard earned money for spreading Krishna consciousness. If I take that money instead of doing Krishna consciousness, if I use it for my sense gratification, then I will be responsible. What is the use of Krishna's money being used for industry? But outside Krishna consciousness, let this money be utilized for spreading the glories of Krishna. But they do not recognize Krishna. All these so-called Bhagavad Gita leaders, they want to kill Krishna.
Yes. The Calcutta plan that you had, it is still under consideration. At first the Calcutta Corporation refused, but then Abhiramasur, the Minister of Municipal Affairs, Mr. Subratan Mukherjee,
I get the hint.
Yes, he said, no, I want this. But there's still a problem, is that they'll allow a monument, but they don't want the deity. They'll allow us to build a monument for Bhaktivedanta Swami, but no deity.
What happened?
And take this one. All right, no deity. We shall hold it. Meetings, lecture. What is that? In the park, they should come. And we decorate the whole hall with pictures. Gradually, we worship one picture.
Later on, maybe we can put deity. They, once it's built, they cannot tell us to get out.
That's what Mr. Chaudhary said. He said, you can take, and once a week you bring deity and put in, other time you just do kirtan.
Yes, yes. Yes.
1 week it stays one week.
We can take the deity
and it stays 1 month
around the park, and then into the hall for 2 hours.
For some time, 2 hours.
And then take out.
Yes. And we are inviting everyone. We have no distinction. Anyone can come to the park, convince them.
Yes.
A minute. Come on, take prasadam, something. They are hungry.
Yes.
Actually, they are coming. Poorly paid. Capitalist. What happened? The trouble is, capitalists, they are taking all the profit. And they are enjoying life in wine and oven. Naturally, the worker will see that we are working so hard, and they are making profit, and they are enjoying, and we do not live in a very nice house in the slum. Naturally, they will be envious. But if the capitalist spends the money for Krishna consciousness, in each and every factory,
yes,
they hold festivals and give them eatables like anything, everything.
We tell them that if you give your Krishna tax, this will save you from the income tax.
Yes.
Because they are raiding.
Yes.
Because you are hoarding. But if you give...
The industrialists, that is also one of our products. Let them hold festivals every Sunday as we go. And we shall go and have kirtan and sampras feeding. They will be very satisfied. And instead of giving the income tax, let them spend in this way. Convince?
At the factory. At weekly utsavs, they feed all the workers, will prepare the prasad, offer to the deity and feed to all their workers.
They will be satisfied.
Presently, the building they're in now is unbearable as far as living.
Right.
Well, it is old building. Water supply is very bad.
So you cannot.
It is a rotten building.
It cannot be repaired.
No. And the landlord won't allow repair.
Why?
He wants us to get us out.
That's all right. But
he won't allow any repair. You have to have his permission to get repair. If you don't get landlord permission, then you cannot repair. You're forced to live in a slum.
You require permission of the landlord if he pays.
No, no. Even if he doesn't, any construction. No, we asked.
I'm feeling inconvenience. I cannot require.
No.
No, how that can be?
Huh?
Then you can tell the police.
You gotta have then you have to go to the court, and that takes 10 years. Just like he's in the court for 5 years now. He is not taking our rent.
Then let us repair him, let him go to the court. That's all. By repairing, we have broken the law. So let him go to the court. The same logic.
Actually, Aviram, also the facility for living there is only good for 5 or 6 persons. Otherwise, it is not good. So,
what happened?
They want to get
house?
A building.
What happened to the corner?
No, that is still there.
Then why don't you purchase it?
Which corner one? The one right across?
Yes, left corner.
No, but that's even worse condition than what we have.
No, we break it and prepare a nice temple.
And he went to see that man. That man, he doesn't want to sell. He's one of these Marwaris who's very miser. He himself lives in a slum.
But right now, Aviram hasn't found another place.
No, I just talked to him. He's
told me 10 minutes ago.
This. So they're thinking they want to get.
I don't know. One thing is that Betsy will be. Now there are many flats.
Yeah, now we have one flat that we are renting.
Not renting, purchase.
Well, the only thing is with these flats in Calcutta, they are so mismanaged, these new places. They become a slum in 2 months. It's not in Bombay. The flats are managed nicely, but in Calcutta, when they build a new one, within 2 months, the whole thing is filthy, dirty.
The elevators don't work. It's not worth purchasing a flat. Yes, well, I have one now. I am renting. It's on the 12th floor. And the members of our traveling party stay there. You see, there's nice water and so many things. But the building is so mismanaged. Who wants to stay there more than a year? We need our own place. Then we can keep it clean and nice. Well, there's buildings that we can get. In Baligunj, we have some offers. That's if this park doesn't come through.
Uh-huh.
If the park does not come through, then
yes,
we can... we'll try for the park.
This is the best place in Baligunj.
Yes.
I personally went with Abhiram to see the minister. And the minister didn't give any stipulation. He was wholly for the project. His only reservation was that he said, first of all, politically he doesn't know about our society. If the government home department says that it's all right, as far as the program is, the program, the plan that was given, he totally accepts it as it is. That's when I saw him. Since then, Abhiram has not seen him. But the people in the corporation, they have refused it without his sanction. And they have written that the minister said he does not want it. When we took that, we showed that to the minister. He said, this is completely wrong. He said, no. There is some misunderstanding. And then he said, you write me a letter that there's some misunderstanding and I will take care of this matter.
Oh, but he wrote the letter. And now they forward that letter back to the Calcutta Corporation without a letter from the minister. Because he went back there, he just told me. So it's back again to the same guys who, you know, of course I don't know what letter he has written, but he would, the officers would not tell us anything. Anyway, we will try our best.
I must take the Victorian room.
Uh-huh.
What is that doing?
I have never gone inside. I have heard it is simply old English armor.
Yeah.
And some swords.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And the marble is turning black. They don't clean.
How they can afford to maintain such a building?
It's fine, man.
Oh, we can. Oh, they.
We can utilize it properly.
And we'll have British pujaris. To the glory of Queen Victoria.
Victoria's great grandson. Then after we shall bring Victoria's great grandson to worship Victoria with prasadam of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is real Victoria Mahaprabhu.
That is Putra.
Great grandson, Putra is dead. Putra was Edward's son.
No, but to live from hell.
Ah.
If she gets prasad.
Kum nama prasad iti Putra. This took your dad in 1903. There was great fun time. This building started in 1903 and it was finished in 1922.
After her death?
Huh?
After her death?
Yes. Lord Curzon's flag. Lord Karjan wanted that let there be a king of India from the family of Vichuri. He gave this plan. But the parliament did not want that Englishman can make India's home. Then the interest will be in India. Just like America, Englishmen, as they make America their home, they declare India. Australia. As soon as we make a home, then the more interest will be in India. Washington, was an Englishman. Was he not? Was he not?
Yeah. Well, everyone came from England.
Yes. Not from England, many, but originally. So, Englishman, why he declared war against him?
Their interest was in America more than England.
Huh? Yeah, naturally. As soon as you make home, your interest will be at home. And that was the policy. In those days, no Englishman was allowed to purchase property in India. All his income money should go to India. But the Mohammedan Mughals, they made their home in India. Therefore they stayed for 800 years. They would not have gone. It is, Indians did not like to finish the Mohammedan kingdom. No, never. It is the Englishman they penetrated and finished it. Not the Indian. Indians are not against the Mohammedan. They're going on. Little bit discrepancies were there. Especially during the time of Aurangzeb, he has begot Mohammedan. He hated the Hindus. Not hated, but he was because begot Mohammedan, he did not hate. That was not his problem. Aurangzeb gave many contributions to the Vrindavan temple. Yes. And Aurangzeb's grandfather, Jahangir, he gave many temples to many Brahmins. There is one village just opposite Vrindavan, Kesigar, Jahangirpura. This village was given to a Brahmin from the income. He was maintaining a temple. And Aurangzeb, you know, Singharvat Goswami?
See, the Sankar Kumar brought the food and all this land and the beef flakes and all this. So they like to remove these studies afterwards. And they can take care of.
No, they didn't take it.
Aduna was thought that you wanted to take with them.
Yeah, I can take, but it will take.
They have their food and you also have.
No, yeah. Let them take
in the temple. In the temple?
because I like to take at least 1 hour. How do you wait?
Better if they take separate.
The Indians did not like the Mahamudra's network. Rather, when Shirauddala was arrested by Clive, the Bengali Jamindas, they protested. Rani Bhavani, she protested. Although it is alleged that Shirauddala kidnapped her daughter. But if Shirauddala kidnapped her daughter, how he supported Shirauddala? There are some false histories. On the whole, the Indians never planned to drive away the man. No. That's the problem. They are happy. Because there are no exploitations. All these Mahamudans, they make their home in India. So whatever lavishly they are spending, that is coming to the Indians. In Taliban, there is a man, now they are aristocratic family. He was servant of the Nawab, and he stole one shoe, one thing, which was bedecked to jewel. By selling that jewel, he became a disciple. So, although they were using jewel too, but it was in India. They were satisfied that I am Nawab, I am using jewel too. But the jewel too was in India. And these Englishmen, they are taking all the jewels even from the wall. Keeping them in their home. All gold jewels.
Yeah, that's a fact, because in these old houses, the Marwaris, they have inherited all of these pieces. Now they have it all. In the old British houses, many Marwaris have taken over. They have inherited all of the treasures of the British.
Oh.
Many antiques.
Yeah, anyway. If I take away something from you in this room and I keep it somewhere in this room, then what is the difference either with you or with me? That was going on during Mahamudan period. But these people, they took away from the room. So India became poverty.
That bank that opened there,
that bank is worthless. They don't know anything about banking. They're farmers.
Forget it. A bank like Central Bank or
some big bank or UBI
or United, that bank. They are using it. And they're asking 10 lakhs of deposit.
5 lakhs. They'll give interest. They'd like a fixed deposit.
Who believes that?
No, but I don't trust that bank because they already tried. They kept 50,000 rupees. It took us 2 weeks to get that.
They didn't have my signature.
Doesn't matter though. Still
no bank would have given. Without signature,
they are not.
Still, they're not a good bank. They have three.
It is a small cultivate a small bank.
I wouldn't trust a small bank. At any time they can lose. They only have three or four
banks. They're backed by the Reserve Bank.
Doesn't matter. It's better to get a big bank.
No big bank. What big bank will go to?
Then who is going to deposit $5 lakhs on the business? That is my problem.
See, that's all right. But as far as the bank goes, it's
but that's all right. We can go on.
No,
bank is busy.
The BJ bank. He wants to come out and also investigate.
We cannot deposit.
If any bank goes there, they'll want a deposit. So if a big bank goes, they'll deposit.
Yeah. But why should he deposit? $5 lakhs Money value is decreasing. Very.
You get credit?
If you deposit $5 lakhs now, it will decrease value in 5-10 years. Purchasing power of money is decreasing. Now what you can purchase is 5 lakhs of things. After 5 years, you will get 10 lakhs. So your money is decreasing. And if you invest that money in land, after 5 years, it will increase to 2 lakhs.
Yes.
So why should you waste that money? What is
the benefit? The farmers don't keep their money in the bank.
Huh?
Farmers don't keep their money in the bank. The government is trying to force the farmers to keep their money in the bank. The farmers don't want to do it.
Farmers' policy is if they've got money, they purchase it.
Yes, they get money.
Therefore, they're making silly. The whole policy is not good. The farmers, as soon as they get some money, they want to invest in land. But they're silly. If they cannot invest money in the land, so they should give it to the bank. And as soon as you keep money in the bank, it will be different. Right? After 5 years, I can sell it similar. That they will not allow. Therefore, my policy, whatever money is there, spend. Don't kill. Land and produce food. Building, never mind. There is no need of, instead of keeping money and take interest, you print books, that is also good, you can sell. Or you purchase land for producing food.
But if we stock money, then there will be no preaching. But if we print books, then we have to sell the books.
Therefore, I am interested in all of it. Print any book. Never mind either Hindi or English or anything. Print book and keep it in stock.
Yes. And gradually we will sell. Then we will preach. Otherwise, if we put
that
it in.
That is the purpose of my Bhakti Vedanta class. 50% must be spent for printing and 50% for building. No money. Don't give any account.
then the government will never get envious because there's nothing there.
And you have to keep so many accountants and auditors and all nonsense. Unnecessary. As soon as there is collection, invest in money, in some building, and invest in some books, in some things. Follow this policy. I am very much eager. I have got money here and there, but I want to spend it in this. So that's what I am advising. Take this. We can invest in innovating them, in developing them. Spend money, don't keep money.
I'll tell them our policy has changed. We don't keep any more money in fixed deposit because it's a losing bargain?
Yes. Actually, it is losing. Every day, the price, that's why the price of rice has increased.
So now, up and down.
When it goes up, it does not come down. Generally. So, this is a practical example. 2 months ago, they purchased 2 rupees, now 280. So, where is the value of the money?
If we invest in books, just like this little pamphlet I printed, it cost me 50 paisa. If we sell it in 1 month, then we will get 50 paisa profit. We will make double our investment.
That was nice.
Yes.
So in this way, invest in books and less. You don't want to keep cash.
And if they want to keep branch or not, that's up to them.
Huh?
We can't give them any money. If they want to keep branch or not, that's up to them.
That's it, up to them.
We'll
if they keep branch, we can tell that. That's all.
We will tell them frankly that for us to invest in books is more profitable. Because after 1 month, we get more.
We cannot keep money without any. They will give interest. What is that interest? Now he said, we have printed 50 price and selling 100 price. That much interest they cannot give.
Yes, if they can give
they
that
give
much.
At most 10%. 10% per annum, not even 1% in a month.
Your books will be our bank.
Yeah. We have got business, why shall I keep in the bank?
Yes.
This is the problem. If your money is idle, we can spend it in our books, in our purchasing land, in constructing temples, developing.
Yesterday what happened to the tank, some blockage there was.